Hi, welcome to Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Melina Juan-Pierre, and welcome to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We are beginning the second season of Pockets of Hope. And if you are a first-time listener, I welcome you. I thank you for choosing, selecting this podcast as a source of encouragement for your walk with God. I'm truly happy that you are here. And to those who are returning to the podcast, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And I pray that Pockets of Hope has been a blessing to you. And let's get right into it. Today, honestly, we are going to be talking about the process. We've heard of trusting the process. We've heard, doing things in God's time. And so for the next couple of days, we're going to be talking about the process. This series is on the process, God's process. And today we're really going to break it down just so that you will feel encouraged as you are going through your situation, whatever it is that you're going through. The best way to understand it is to know who God is and how He operates. And the Bible, hallelujah, the Bible gave us so many examples of who God is and how He operates when He talks about the process. But the very, very first chapter, the first book, the very first verse of the Bible really gave us an idea of who this great God is. And we are going to see how we can apply this to our lives and be encouraged by it. Amen. Amen. So even before we start, I am hoping that this is a moment that you have completely intentionally set out to speak with the Lord, to spend time with the Lord. I encourage you to stretch and just get relaxed. Maybe take a deep breath or two, like we did a lot during the first season. Just take your deep breaths and just get your mind focused and get prepared for this moment with God. Okay, and we're going to read Genesis chapter 1. And hallelujah. And I'm going to read until the Holy Spirit leads me to stop. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. I'm actually going to stop right there, because those five scripture verses spoke so much to me right now. And I want you to hear what I just read and what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. Obviously, God is a creator. He is the creator. Obviously, God likes steps. Hallelujah. When God sees something, hallelujah, it's not just the thing that He sees, but also its potential, what it can become, what it is destined to become. And the most important thing is what it can become and what it is destined to become comes from God Himself. Hallelujah. So when God, hallelujah, moved over the surface of the deep. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters of the formless, empty, dark earth. Hallelujah. God knew that light was in this dark space already. Hallelujah. And so he said, let there be light. And there it was. Another great thing about this is he said, let there be light. The light came and God saw that the light was good. Hallelujah. Why was it good? Was it good because God saw it? Or because he said it? Or because it came from him? All of the above. Hallelujah. And he separated the light from the darkness. So out of the darkness came light. But somehow light and darkness was coexisting at the same time. I can't even visualize what that would even entail. It might have been very confusing for the human eye to try to digest. Hallelujah. And so God had to actively separate the light from the darkness. And then he named the light day, and the darkness he called night. And that was the first day. And what I'm picking up from this, if we want to apply it to our lives and to our situations, when we're saying that we're going to trust God with our process, we're going to trust God with our lives, hallelujah. Whoever God says you are is a fact. If God called you, hallelujah, to be something, it's because he already has it on the inside of himself. When he created you, hallelujah, he made you to be that. You may feel empty. You may feel dark on the inside. You may feel down, hallelujah, like there is no path. Like you can't even formulate who you are, what you're supposed to do, hallelujah. But God already released the word into you because the light is already on the inside of you. The purpose is already there, hallelujah. So the moment you accept God into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, you become reconciled with your Savior. Hallelujah. And God begins to move in your life. He releases his word. Hallelujah. And whatever word that God releases is good. Hallelujah. And you must trust that he can separate. Hallelujah. The light from the darkness, because he can. He was the first to do it. Hallelujah. Trust, hallelujah, that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that you could ever ask or think. You're dealing with the Creator, hallelujah. You know, we talk about process so much. We talk about trusting the process. But today I want you to rephrase it. Trust God, hallelujah, in your process. Trust God with your process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I pray that you would see God in your life. You would see him in your situation. Have hope. That's where you gather your hope. Your hope can be built on the very fact, hallelujah, on the very fact that it is God that is operating in your life. It is God that released the words in your life. Even if it don't seem possible to, you know, things don't seem as if it's possible, but you're serving a God that does the impossible every single day. He's not limited, hallelujah, by time, space, or our own abilities, hallelujah. But he does require our faith to work within us. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. says, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you are instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Hallelujah. He will establish your faith. Hallelujah. He will seal you, but you have to allow him to. So that is your message, hallelujah, of hope today. Let God do his work and see that he is a God of precision. Hallelujah. He is a God of precision. He is a God of steps. Hallelujah. He is not, if you are ever wondering, hallelujah, if it is God in your life, know that if it's God, hallelujah, it won't be confusing. He is clear. He likes things in order. Hallelujah. He likes things in order. So when you're feeling down, when you're feeling lost, hallelujah, know that the safest place to be is in him today. The safest place to be is in him. And when you lose yourself, find God. Find him. And everything that you need to know will be revealed to you. So God bless you today. God keep you is my prayer. Until next time.